This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The dust shows no sign of settling in Washington's reaction to the Mueller report as President Trump claims victory, citing no collusion, no obstruction. Democratic lawmakers are not ready to give up. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Yesterday, House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler noted the report did not clear the president of obstructing justice, all but leaving the question to lawmakers.
The responsibility now falls to Congress to hold the president accountable for his actions.
Nadler has now fired the first shot in what's expected to be a long legal fight, issuing a subpoena for Mueller's full report and telling the Justice Department he wants it by the time Attorney General William Barr testifies May 1st. The panel's top Republican says the request is wildly overbroad. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Meanwhile, Russia says nothing in the report incriminates its government officials either. Here's AP's Matt Small.
The Kremlin says Special Counsel Robert Mueller's 400-page report doesn't offer any credible evidence of Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. While the redacted report states there was no collusion between the Trump campaign and Russian officials, it did document Russian efforts to meddle in the presidential vote. But a Kremlin spokesman insists there's no evidence substantiated by any facts that his country interfered in the election and says Moscow rejects the accusations. Matt Small, Washington.
Today, the president has been tweeting about the report, calling it the crazy Mueller report and some of its findings fabricated and totally untrue. Afghanistan's former president said Friday that peace in his homeland will only be possible when Afghans from all sectors of society sit together and negotiate, including the Taliban. This is VOA News. In Paris, French President Emmanuel Macron is meeting with UNESCO experts about the restoration of Notre Dame Cathedral, which suffered a devastating fire on Monday. AP reporter Samuel Petrikin says experts have reported that many of the artworks housed in the cathedral survived.
As part of the artwork, most of them have been secured. And there are questions remaining about whether the pieces that have been damaged were properly insured.
In addition, 180,000 bees living in hives at the cathedral have been found alive. The bees were thought to have perished in the flames. Macron has said he wants the restoration of the cathedral complete by 2024, which some critics call unreasonable. Monday's fire at Notre Dame ignited just after the last tourists had exited the building for the day. Malaysia's government has announced it is restarting a multi-billion-dollar project in Kuala Lumpur that will involve a Chinese company and contribute to China's Belt and Road Infrastructure Incentive. VOA's Steve Miller has more.
The move to revive Bandar Malaysia comes a week after the government resumed a China-backed rail link project after the Chinese contractor agreed to cut the construction cost by one-third to $10.6 billion. It also comes just days before Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad is to travel to China to attend the second Belt and Road Forum next week. Chinese President Xi Jinping has made the Belt and Road Initiative a signature policy. The estimated $1 trillion-plus plan aims to weave a network of ports, bridges, and power plants linking China with Africa, Europe, and beyond. Steve Miller, VOA News.
Police in Northern Ireland say the dissident Republican group, the New IRA, was most likely responsible for the fatal shooting of a reporter in Londonderry during riots overnight. The assistant chief constable said a gunman fired a number of shots at police during the rioting. He called it a terrorist act carried out by violent dissident Republicans. Michelle O'Neill, vice president of the Sinn Féin political party, denounced the attackers and said she would travel to Derry to mourn with the community.
Those people who carried out this attack have no place in society. Those people who carried out this attack do not have any support. Those people who carried out this attack have attacked all of us. They've attacked the community, they've attacked the people of Derry, they've attacked the peace process, and they've attacked the Good Friday Agreement.
An investigation has been launched, but there have been no arrests. And Egyptians begin voting on Saturday on constitutional changes that would allow Egypt's president to stay in office until 2030. If passed, the amendments would also deepen presidential powers and military presence within communities. I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.
Voice of OAA 1, the voice of America.